everyone who came out yesterday, who volunteered, who came, and we worked and cleaned about 5 miles of Chico Park Road. We still have about another 5 miles to go, and we had a dumpster full of litter. It's amazing that we have this beautiful park, and but the trip to go to the park, people have to look at such things on the side of the road. We'll be planning another day within the next few weeks to finish the other 5 miles off so we can have a fresh start. Maybe we can kind of keep the property up, keep the sides of the road up. Today we talk about the joy of sacrificial giving. And I know somebody said, oh, Brother Kevin, you preached on money the last 3 weeks. No, I preached on faithfulness, really, the last 3 weeks. But it's dealing with our financial resource. So 2 weeks ago, we talked about tithing. And we saw how tithing plays a part in all of our lives. And that God has blessed us and that we are stewards of what he's given us. And he says, one-tenth of it's mine already. So we have 90% to blow on whatever we want to blow it on, our bills, our vacations, or whatever, and the 10% is his. It's his already. And we have no right to that. That's his. So it's growing as a steward and growing as a disciple of Christ to understand. Billy Graham says we get our attitude about money right, it straightens up just about every other area of our life. So we talked about tithing, and then last week we talked about offerings. Offerings, listen, is that part, that 90% of what you have, is just because you love God, you want to do it. You're not mandated to do it. It's just because you love God. You want to give out of your portion back to God. Today we talk about the joy of giving and joy of generosity. You see, we're going to read a story about a lady who only had 2 little pence. A pint is really 1/8 of a cent, to imagine. But it's all that she had. But she knew that money in God's hands, she could do a whole lot more with than in her hands. And if we have anything we gain from this, it's just the faithfulness. It's the faithfulness that this lady had to trust God with everything. And if I could say that over the last 3 weeks, if we could grow as a disciple of Christ to really understand that we need to trust God with everything, not just our financial means, but our health, our jobs, our relationships, all those, just really trust God and depend on him like we should depend on him. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Mark 12. Mark 12. The joy of sacrificial giving. Doug Carter said, when a giver's heart is fully attuned to God's heart and his priorities, giving becomes an exciting act of worship. So when our hearts are in tune with God, it's not that it's a burden to give. It's not that it's a burden to do what we need to do financially for the Lord's work. It becomes a joy. There's excitement in it. There's something that we look forward to. It's like, and I just want to keep throwing this out to you. It's not only that what we do financially for the Lord's work is spreading the gospel around the world and lost souls are being saved and disciples are being discipled. We understand that there are rewards in heaven for us. Jesus tells us over and over and over again, store up your treasures in heaven. Store up your treasures in heaven. And so often today we want to see what we want to just buy into what we can actually see. Well, I can't see this. Oh, you will see it one day. You know, it just occurred to me. If Jesus could show us a picture of our treasures in heaven, I really believe it would change our attitude about a lot of things that we do today, a lot of our priorities. If we could see, you know, you're a disciple, you're going to heaven, but look, this is what you have. But this is what you could have. So we begin reading. Jesus is teaching his disciples. He's teaching in the temple this day. And he takes a break from the teaching, and he begins to sit back, and he begins to watch the offering. Here's one of our boxes. There's one at the back door and one on the other side. And we'll, second service, we passed the plates, but these are still there. But so in the temple, there was a box similar, or more or less, it was a vase-looking thing, kind of a trumpet at the top, and it was metal. So what the wealthy people like to do is go by there and toss their money in it, let it ring out for everyone. So this, we get this picture. Jesus is in the temple. He's been teaching. He goes to sit back, and he begins to watch what's going on as people are leaving and putting their offering in their box. And this trumpet-sounding thing. So we get the picture that there's a lot of noise from the gold and the silver coins that are clashing to the bottom. Now we see what's going on. Verse 41 says, Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. So there was a crowd. Many rich people threw in huge amounts. But a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus says, truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all that she had to live on. Let's pray together. Father God, today, Lord, I pray that you help us through this message. And God, help us gain over the last few weeks what it means as a disciple of Christ, to our attitude to be responsible for the things that you've entrusted to our care. Regardless of where we're at in life, regardless of our financial means, God, you still entrusted that to our care. Help us today to gain insight, to grow, to learn more about what you would have us do. In Jesus' name, amen. So the joy of giving is really not found in what we have to give, but our attitude in which we give. It's not really in what we have to give, but it's in our attitude in which we give. So there are four insights I want to share with you today. First insight is this, is that giving gets the attention of Jesus. Giving gets the attention of Jesus. See, Jesus is aware of our attitude as we give or withhold gifts in support of spreading the gospel. Verse 41 tells it. Jesus sat down opposite of the place where the offerings were put in, and watched a crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. And many rich people threw in large amounts of money. So people were going by, and who had much, much money, they were throwing their money into this trumpet-like vase that was the offering box, so to speak. And it began to ring out across the temple. And the more it rang, the more proud people were, because that meant they were throwing in a whole lot of money. See, Jesus had been teaching in the temple and paused for a few minutes, to watch as the people pass by that offering box. And in his physical position, Jesus could see everything that was going on, and this scene was very, very clear to him. And since he was God in the flesh, he could also see people's attitude. He could read their body language. He could see a lot of things going on with those who were giving. Now, most of us would think, well, they're giving. Well, that means something. But a lot of times people give out of arrogance. They don't give out of faith. Many well-dressed wealthy and affluent people threw large amounts of money into the treasure, and the proud disposition that they had on their way out told where their heart was truly at. The money which these people threw into the treasury echoed out for others to give praise and to give some kind of accolade to and recognition to. A lot of people like to give because they want some recognition. Money these people threw into the treasury was in the excess of their abundant wealth. There was not any sacrificial giving for that day that Jesus set there. The wealthy gave out of their wealth. They did not give according to their wealth. Did you catch that? They gave out of their wealth. They just gave the excess. For them, it was probably pocket change. Even though for a poor person, it was a lot of money. To them, it didn't really cost anything. They probably didn't even miss the money out of their bank account. It was the excess of their wealth, not according to their wealth. Because of their wealth, some people thought they were superior to others, and their donations were superior in amount to what others gave. See, Jesus discerns their attitude very quickly, and he sees their pride and selfishness and their greed, which kept them from giving in faith. They gave a large amount, but it didn't cost them any. There was no sacrifice in that. Jesus paid attention to what was going on and how people gave their financial gifts. Why did he do that? Why did he? Because a person's attitude towards money is a genuine reflection of the depth of their faith. Did we get that? A person's attitude towards money. Jesus taught so much about money in the New Testament that gets overlooked or misinterpreted. That Jesus taught about money because he knew that money meant power. It meant buying power. It meant prestige. It meant all these things. People would look up to you. You could basically buy your political positions even. You could get a lot done with money. Jesus knew all of these things. And oftentimes, people's money becomes their God. Not that they just want to make more money, but they're using that money for other influences. And Jesus knew that it could easily, money could easily slide in and take God's place. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Not money itself. Money's just a tool. But the love of money. Jesus is interested in our giving in 2018, just like he was in his day. He knows our hearts and he knows our willingness to be sacrificial or to be selfish. How many times we evaluate when it's time to worship through our tithes and through our offerings, we haven't planned out anything. You know, the best thing that we can do as disciples of Christ is plan out our giving. It's the best thing. Prayerfully plan out what we do for Christ. If not, we're just acting on emotion. Jesus knows our heart. How does he see us respond when it comes time for us to worship with our tithes and offerings? How does he see us respond? Does he see us respond like maybe those who were the wealthy, who gave, you know, probably just out of their little pocket change? Or does God see us in a planned way like this widow lady? Give sacrificially out of love. Wesley Wilmer said this, he says, the use of our possessions is an accurate barometer of our faith. The use of our possessions is an accurate barometer of our faith. The second insight I want us to see. Not only does our giving catch Jesus' attention, giving is an act of faith in Jesus. That giving is an act of faith in Christ. So when we give, it is an act of faith. Sacrificial giving in faith is faith in action to accomplish God's divine purposes through people to evangelize the lost and disciple believers for Christ. Do you realize that giving today through to ministry, to church, through churches, to send out missionaries, is lower percentage-wise today than it was in the Great Depression? Lower today than it was in the Great Depression. You see, the more money we have, 80% of the world's wealth is in America. The more money we have, how we want to use it for our own benefit. You see, what Jesus is trying to get us to understand is that money becomes our God very quickly. And we replace Him by things. Verse 42 says, "But a poor widow came and put only two very small copper coins, worth only a fraction of a penny." See, Jesus watched as this poor widow approached the treasury box. And she had two mites, very small copper coins, which were insignificant compared to the gold and the silver of the wealthy people. However, her offering was different. You see, her sacrificial offering was composed of all the money that she had. That was it. Her offering was not just two pennies. It was all of her faith. It was everything that she had. Everything. If you've never been in a position where all you had was God to depend on, oh, you're missing out. If you've always had financial resources to depend on, let me tell you what, you're missing out. If you always had the best jobs and the best of this and the best, you're missing out. Because when you go through those times, you realize that I don't make enough money during the month. You know, everything around the house keeps breaking. Everything just falls apart. My health is even going. I'm stressed to the max. My kids are sick. It's just on and on and on. And you realize that all you have to depend on is God. You see, when you go through that, you realize that when you do actually have a few cents in your hand, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. See, this lady's offering was different. Her sacrificial offering was composed of all the money she had. This money was all that she had to buy food and to pay for any expenses, any bills that may come up, or the only thing that she had to take care of her family and her home. This money was the last step to being completely broke without any source of money. Any source. We have to grab that. Listen, this is not what she just pulled out of the top of her purse. This is what she had. And she had prayed about it. And she gave when it came time. Everything. She says, God, I'm dependent on you. I'm not dependent on money. I'm depending on you. Because you are the giver of all good things. She believed that her money was more valuable in the hands of God than in her own hands. Notice she wasn't ashamed of her offering, nor was she boastful about giving all to the Lord. She simply gave gladly and out of necessity. See, she didn't boast about giving everything. Some folks want to do that. No, and she was not ashamed because all she had was $1 or a few cents. I say $1 because sometimes people today, they look in their wallet and they have $1 and they take that $1 and they fold it up real small. It's about eight folds and it's about this big and they put it in a plate. I don't know what they do that for. Maybe they're in a position where that's all they have. But this lady was not ashamed. She was not ashamed because she realized even those 2 cents that she had was from God. And she said, "Here I am, Lord. I'm trusting and depending on you completely." The widow's faith was fulfilled with action and believing in God's word. Malachi 3:10 says, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in the my house. Test me in this, God, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing that you will not have enough room for." This lady knew. This widow lady knew. These 2 pennies could only buy maybe a little oil, maybe a little bread, and that was it. But she knew these in the hand of God and her faith in Him, she would be wealthy in all things, that she would have plenty to eat, her bills would be paid for. She just knew because God was going to take care of it. Oh, have you ever been that way before where you just know God's going to take care of it? You just know. And you just keep trusting Him. That's a faith walk. This widow took God at His word and put her faith in maximum overdrive, I would say. Listen, I don't want you to think I'm telling you to give all your money to the church. Oh, please, no. Put all your faith in the Lord Jesus. Put all your faith in the Lord Jesus. Let Him stir your heart where you need to be. Her 2 copper coins were worth a ton of gold in God's hands. What an amazing faith this widow demonstrated to the Lord. She trusted in Him with everything that she had, with all the things that she had in her possession. She realized that little meant a lot of blessings from God. Listen, you and I are born into this world naked with nothing. Anything above that is a blessing from God. The only thing I was born with was a name. Probably had to guess at that. All you were born in this world with was a name. Anything above that is blessings from God. Why? Why would we not recognize that and move on that and say, "Lord, everything I have is a blessing from You"? There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me Your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings on me. Everything we have is a blessing from God. The greatest blessings, George Hoss said, the greatest blessings bring with them the greatest responsibilities. The third insight is our hurry. Is accolades from Jesus. Jesus knows the heart of the gift givers and expresses His approval for those who give from the bottom of their hearts and not from the top of their purses or wallets. They give from the bottom of their hearts. That is an act of faith. And accolades come from Jesus. Verse 43 says, calling His disciples to Him, Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others." See, it's not about the amount. It's about the faith. Jesus puts the gifts of these people into perspective. Even though the wealthy gave more money and the trumpets rang out when the money would hit, their gifts were not sacrificial. They gave from their excess and not of themselves. This widow's offering cost her everything that she lived on. The wealthy people probably didn't even notice those few coins missing out of their banks, but she did. She knew this was everything that she had. Jesus was moved by the widow's sacrifice, that he made it into a teachable moment. Could you imagine that it was even recorded in Scripture for us, that God recognized this woman's faith, he recognized her sacrifice and accolades that she gave? I can't even imagine how many treasures in heaven she had simply because she acted in faith. With two pennies. But it was everything. She put all of her faith in him. Today we say all the eggs in one basket. You know, put all of her eggs in one basket. And it was the Lord. It was in the Lord. And God thought so much about her, he recorded her in his word. He thought so much about her and her act of faith that he recorded her for all of us to learn, for all eternity in his word. Jesus wanted them to grasp, his disciples to grasp this concept of full surrender to the Lord, and that their sacrifice demonstrates dependence upon God's provision. Randy Alcorn said, God is the greatest giver in the universe, and he won't let you outgive him in any way. The widow woman gave willingly, without compulsion or regret. If there's anything I don't want you to ever walk away from this pastor, it's very uncomfortable sometimes to preach about giving. Why? Because people don't like that. But when I preach God's word, listen, when you give, give because you love the Lord. Give out of faith. Never give because someone's compelled you to do it. Never give because you had an emotional moment. You give because you love Jesus. You do that. And don't give with regret. If you do it for an emotional moment, you're going to regret it. Some of you are probably thinking, I can't believe the pastor just said that. No. You give because you love the Lord. You are acting in faith because God blesses our faith. We see already, he's not blessing the amount that we give. He's blessing our faith. If it's a large amount, praise God, it's a large amount. If it's a small amount, whatever it is an act of faith for us. May not be an act of faith for somebody else, but it's an act of faith for us. What a woman gave willingly without regret. King of Kings witnessed her faithfulness in the gift of everything to the Father, the gift of everything to the Father. And this widow was the most affluent and wealthy of all who contributed to the offering that day. It was not because of her money, it was because of her faith. She was the most affluent because Jesus noticed her and all the treasure she stored up. She gave greatly, greatly from her heart. Scripture is silent on what blessings the widow benefited from her generous gift. We don't know when she went home that day how much bread she had. We don't know how much oil she had. We don't know if she started driving a nice four-wheel drive truck or a camel, whatever they drove. We don't know any of those things because that's not the focus of the Scripture. See, that's where the prosperity gospel that some preach falls short. Because Jesus was not talking about things that will pass away. He's talking about eternal things. But she was the most wealthy because of her act of faith. She stored up great treasures in heaven that awaited her arrival because she gave all of herself with that little offering. The fourth insight, and I'm closing, is this. Attitude of dependence upon Jesus. We can learn this insight is this attitude of dependence upon Christ. Listen, Christian, if you're not depending on God today to lead you where you need to be, to fulfill the things in your life, to meet the needs that you have, who are you depending on? You're depending on yourself. Then you have made yourself God. You've just pushed God aside. Oh, I've got it from here, God. I'll take care of it. Really? You see, sacrificial giving is an action of trust and dependence on Christ Jesus to provide for our needs and beyond. Verse 44. They all gave out of their wealth, but she gave out of her poverty, put in everything, all that she had to live on. Jesus noted to his disciples that this widow did not depend on her own goodness or her own money or her own means to support herself. She led by example of her faith, and she was with favor in God. Her two coins may have bought that small amount of oil, that small amount of bread, but listen, it didn't buy eternal life. It didn't buy all the riches of the world. Stored her up treasures in heaven because of her faith. Don Gray said this, biblical stewardship is not God's way of raising money. It is God's way of raising people into the likeness of Christ. Into the likeness of Christ. So the question comes down, what is your attitude of dependence upon Christ Jesus? What is your attitude of dependence upon Christ? Do you trust him enough to be a sacrificial giver for the kingdom? Do you trust him enough with everything? What's amazing is when we say, God, everything I have is yours. And we keep an open hand toward God. You know what that means is that God can take out whatever he wants. But it also means he can put back more and more and more and more. Is that when we have this right attitude about money, that it's really just a faith walk, we're stewards. It's that God can put in and take out all that he needs, and he's a good father. He will not let us go without the things that we need in this life. And we're storing up treasures in heaven. This little widow with two little pennies stored up treasures for herself in heaven. And she kept her hand open. And like I said, we don't know what blessings flowed afterwards. And that's not as important as what she did to show us a way. This is how you treat all the possessions, all the financial resources in your hand, is that it's all God's anyway. We're just the stewards of it. And we keep an open hand toward God. Yes, he can take out what he wants, when he wants. But boy, he sure can add a whole lot more. Just as a father or a mother would do for our own kids. If we give our kids good things, don't you think our Father in heaven will give good things to us? We just have to trust him to do it. Let's pray together. Father God, today, thank you for this account of this widow. And God, so many times we want to take the messages that we preach about stewardship, about tithing and offering, and God, we want to make it about money. And it's really not. It's about faithfulness. Growing as a disciple and learning and understanding how, Lord, you move in all things. And Father, when we keep an open account with you, that you bless us over and over again, countless testimonies across this church, how, God, when people were just honest with you and trusting you, that you continue to bless them and show them great things and great favor. And they store up treasures in heaven, God. Help us today to learn that. And remember it week in and week out and month by month, Lord. As things come our way and challenges come our way, Lord, to be faithful to you. In Jesus' name, amen.